If you are a starseed, then there's something that you need to know that I will share today about why you are here on Earth this lifetime. I felt like an alien ever since I was a little girl being here on Earth, and my guess is you felt the same. But what if I told you there's a specific reason why you are here on Earth right now? And when you hear it, I think it will really resonate deeply with you and make you feel a sense of purpose and excitement for the future. And here is the truth. The goal of every starseed and lightworker here on Earth is to help as many people as possible to ascend to the light during this intense period leading up to the golden age. When I found out I'm a starseed, I went into full research mode. I read the full Law of One book series, ancient scriptures, Deanna Cooper's books, and they were all talking about a golden age coming. However, no book resonated with me as deeply as Deanna Cooper's latest book. It came out last month, called The Golden Future, What to Expect and How to Reach the Fifth Dimension. It describes the golden age, which she says will happen around 2032, and how people will be, what will they be doing, how will society look like. And when I read this, I realized, hang on, my higher self is preparing me for this right now. And since we starseeds are the way showers, we are being prepared first. So that's why we're having all these dark nights of the souls and craziness going on, because we are supposed to lead the way. So we need to first be the ones in 5D frequency. Most humans hadn't even had a dark night of the soul until COVID. That's when most people stopped living on autopilot. But as lightworkers, we had already been there, done that. We've already had all these dark nights of the souls. We've had our spiritual awakenings. So what will actually happen during the golden age, and how can we prepare so that we are able to hold the 5D frequency and stay? Because not every soul will decide to stay on Earth. She channeled that only 2 billion people is the preferred capacity on Earth. And we are, what, now 8-9 billion people on Earth. This is because there's so many people who want this last chance to pay off their karma. The people who decide not to stay will incarnate on a different 3D planet, because Earth will soon not be 3D anymore. I have jotted down 4 interesting highlights from the books on what will happen in the Golden Age and how we can prepare ourselves for this 5D frequency. So the first thing is a balanced masculine and feminine energy within us. So we have both, regardless if you see yourself as a female or male. When I read this, I was shocked, because this year has all been about me balancing my energies, my masculine and feminine energies. And since I have always been a bit more in my masculine energy as an adult, I wanted to step more into my feminine energy. I cut back massively on work, just working around 2 hours a day or less. I signed up for belly dancing class, starting dancing more, flowing more with my day, having less of a rigid routine. Let me know in the comments if you feel like you are more masculine energy or feminine energy, and if you've been trying to balance it out in some way. I'm curious to hear. And as a result of us being more balanced in our masculine and feminine energies, gender will become more fluid, which we're already seeing now with the parades. And if you haven't thought about your masculine and feminine energy balance, then think about it now. Which one are you more dominant in, and how can you bring them more into balance? For example, you might have the opposite problem to me, that you're too much in your feminine. You have lots of ideas, but you don't really get anything done. And you might need more of a strict, let's say, morning routine and strict schedule to get things done. The second thing that will happen in the golden age is that most people will be vegetarian, plant-based, although many people will still eat fish. And by 2050, most people will be vegans. And here again, this resonated so much. I've been on my own journey where I first became pescatarian maybe 4 years ago, then vegetarian, and now I'm vegan. So I felt this pull towards a more plant-based diet. I also gave up alcohol and I stopped taking drugs, including these more medicinal drugs like ayahuasca. several years ago, and this was also mentioned. She said that people will not be having alcohol and drugs. In fact, people will not even see the use of stimulants like coffee. The third thing we'll be doing in the golden age is giving gratitude. Here's a quote from the book. Gratitude and attunement to the divine are as natural as breathing to golden people. So you can already now start this by just thinking about what you're grateful for the first thing in the day. In fact, let's do it now. Write in the comments, I am grateful for this day. The fourth thing that will happen in the golden age is that there will be no need to work for survival, because technology and robots will be so advanced that they will take over most jobs. You will not even have to cook, because there will be a robot or machine that will cook for you. So only if you want to cook, you need to do it. So you can see how much time this will unlock. So what will you do with your days then? Well, people will just do what brings them joy. As a starseed, this will involve some sort of purpose, helping other people. If you don't know your purpose, then click in the link below, and I have a free PDF there on how to find your purpose in 5 simple steps. In the book, she says, with no need to work for survival and with the changing consciousness, citizens will want to spend their leisure hours connecting to nature, expressing themselves creatively, and using their physical bodies. Walking, climbing, cycling, exploring, and all pursuits that allow them to be outside in the countryside will become increasingly popular. This to me resonated again so much, because I used to live in a studio in the middle of Stockholm, which is the biggest city in Sweden, but I sold that. I became too drained in cities, and I was craving living on the countryside. So when I met my twin flame, Steph, we moved to the countryside together in Britain, and that's just been so nice to be surrounded by nature. And trekking, being in nature, is one of my favorite hobbies. So this really, really resonated for me at least. So think about how you can get closer to nature, how you can step more into your purpose, and that will take you closer to being in this 5D frequency. And now a bonus. And that is, there will be small healing centers in every village instead of massive hospitals. And she's saying this is why our modern healthcare is crumbling down. I don't know how it's like in your country, but in here in England, it's called NHS, and they are super understaffed. It's like 1 year waiting to get any type of surgery done. It's absolutely crazy. This is because the 3D matrix is falling. Mother Earth is in labor, okay? And 5D Earth is here soon. So things might be looking chaotic, but it's just because we're going through a massive shift. This has never been done before in the universe history. Having a planet go from 3D to 5D while the humans are incarnated. So how do you implement this fifth point? So if when you get sick, you usually go to the hospital, you listen to what the doctors say, you get the medicines, and that's it. Instead, listen to your body. What is my body trying to say? Of course, listen to the doctor, get the medicines they recommend, but also think about how can I change my diet to make my body detox easier and help it do its own job? Which natural supplements can you be taking? For example, for me, it really helps to take zinc and vitamin C when I'm feeling a cold coming on. I truly believe that your body would never attack you. So ask yourself, what is my body telling me? The last few months, me and my boyfriend has gone through big health problems. I sprained my knee, I got pink eye, I got some crazy flu. And as I said before, I've been so much in my masculine energy, but this time I had no other option than to slow down. And I naturally became more in my feminine energy because I had no other option. So perhaps this was a lesson for me on slowing down, and then that's okay. Now, I'd love to hear in the comments if this resonated. Do you have any thoughts on the golden age? Do you believe in that it will be a golden age? I'd love to hear. Love you so much, and have a beautiful day.